Welcome back. We are in London for Iron Maiden's Brave New World. And with us right now is returning Maiden vocalist Bruce Dickinson. How are you, Bruce?
I'm very well.
Bruce, this is a return for you to the band.
Mm-hmm.
And why now? Why did it seem right for you to do this now?
Planets line up and bands line up and things come in. Some people said this was a reunion. I like to think of it more as a kind of a conjunction, you know, like, Neptune and Uranus.
So was this really just a case of the timing being right for you to do Maiden again and put the whole thing? Were there things you felt that still could be accomplished, obviously, with this
band?
Well,
I wouldn't have done it if I didn't think that there was a lot that could be accomplished, because I'm pretty much done with any concept of this thing as being, a nostalgia trip. It's not. I'm not interested in nostalgia trips. We did a very brief tour last summer, the Ed Hunter tour, which was to, I suppose, just demonstrate to people the power of the band and what the band was capable of live, just in case they'd forgotten. And that worked. That was very effective. We got a lot of great results off that. And in particular, you know, we got such a great vibe out of it ourselves. We transferred it directly into the new record, which was recorded live. So that was a great precursor, you know, almost like going into training. The tour was almost training for, you know, going in and transferring all that vibe into the studio. But I'm done with playing loads and loads of olds of, Iron Maiden's greatest hits. We already know what the band did in the past. This is not about what certain other bands do and come back and, oh, yes, this is definitely our last tour, except for the last tour that we're going to do next week. This is about now. It's about new stuff. And that's why I believe this is the best Maiden album that there has ever been. And thank God all the media and the press seem to agree with me. So I can't be, have my tongue too far up some part of my anatomy,
Your voice is so strong on this. Do you feel like this is one of your best vocal performances?
Yes, I do. I mean, I'm pretty pleased with it. It's actually because it was live, and also because the conditions in terms of the singing were just really, really good. I wasn't worked to death, for years and years before doing this album. So my voice is like really... It's just like an athlete, if you have to play, 7 football matches a week, if your body's going to start falling apart, the same thing with a singer. But if you only play 2 or 3, you can keep that peak form the whole time. And I approach this album like that, I've got to hit peak form for that 10-day period when we're actually going to record it live. And, I guess I was lucky, it worked out. And I've got to say, big hats off to Kevin Shirley, the producer, because without him, there's no way that I could have sung as good as I did. He has a unique way of making you feel comfortable in the studio. I walked up to the vocal mic and it was just perfect. I was like, this is exactly what I want to hear when I sing. This is great. Wow. And that just, half the battle in singing is relaxation and confidence. And I felt relaxed and confident whenever I was in a studio with Kevin.